Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping. And that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Previously on Mystery Down Under.
He's here for you, and you're all rooted.
Eric, maybe Brill can duff his car with that power.
Eric will slow his jog down. You guys go on ahead.
I'm not arguing. Let's go.
Okay.
And smoke kind of pours from it, but Keith's able to keep pushing on. You better stop before you hit something that you don't want to see.
You're going to make me?
And he just knocks you in the face. Probably got a broken nose right now as the blood Real tenses around your neck. Keith's car erupts. You make your way to the mines.
Oh, do we reckon we can use this?
Where'd you find this?
Oh, just over there. I found lunch.
Can't quite get it.
He sees the biggest building and goes, the answers will be in there.
They own the building that Goldie was buried in, and Wooly had it written on his blackboard, right?
Why?
Well, that's what we want to find out.
I can sneak in there. I'm small without being seen, and I can grab you guys a few outfits.
And now.
So you see the window, you see kind of people filing through, you know, there's like a little rumpus room there almost where, yeah, people are picking back up their coats and their goggles, their hard hats and leaving the area. And it's kind of open a crack if you reckon you can.
I reckon he could squeeze through. He squeezed through one window today.
Force it, yeah.
He can squeeze through a second.
So in there is like a full changing room down there.
For
full shift changes, come and go.
Locker room.
I say wet mass. It's just basically like a place you store your shit. There's like a fridge there.
Cool.
Put your lunch in there. Pool room.
He's literally going to like jump in and just grab a couple of bundles is the idea of what he's going to do.
Yeah. So you fling yourself forward. Can you give me 5 brawn?
Oh, of course I can. Only if I explode.
Oh.
He got a 2.
So you see, you try, it's stuck, you can't budge it, but you can see that no one's down there at the moment. So you might be able to, if you call over your mates.
Yeah, as he's like on his belly like a snake trying to lift his door up, he can't, and he just presses his face against the glass and puts his hands above his eyebrows. He looks in, face smushed against. He goes, guys, there's no one in there. There's no one in there. We can just go in.
Okay. Quick, let's make a break.
Yep. All
right. Go.
Come on. You get in there. I think with all
Rodeo
of you.
Rodeo run low to the ground.
Yeah. With all of you running towards and getting to the window, you can easily all force it together. Push it open. And
how far from ground level where the window is to the ground? You have to drop far? Meter?
Probably about 1.5 meters.
All right.
If we've seen people's feet, then
yeah. It's not super far.
Yeah. So I'll just maybe lower Dickie down.
Yeah,
and
there
then
is a couch
in.
Under there.
Oh, nice. Oh, nice. Yeah.
Just like kind of bounces onto the couch and bounces.
Oh, dust. just dust as you hit the couch.
You fall
balloons
and
into the air.
The silhouette of your shape, but in dust, separates from you. Looney Tunes style.
And the first thing before the others, as the others are coming in as well, if they are or if they're waiting up there, he'll like quickly look and see if there's a couple of empty kind of orange jumpsuits around.
There are. Yeah. There's just spares. They're nowhere near your size.
No. Well, the
Dickie.
First one he's going to do is pass them up to the others.
Right.
We'll squeeze in behind you. Should we enter the build? I think we should all go in. So we'll come in down behind you.
Yeah.
You hand us the uniforms.
Yep.
Me and Jess, Eric, you getting in one as well?
Yep.
Yep. We're all putting on our jumpsuits.
The idea being like the more people wearing the uniform, the better.
I'm Markham.
So you're just going to try and hope that, that
look
you're
like
not
you
too conspicuous.
Yeah, look like you belong. So at first glance, you said there's like people's stuff stored here.
Yeah.
Is there any food?
Yeah, there's a fridge.
Open the fridge and start like just chucking things to Brill.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Just like, Brill, apple? Chuck apple at him. No, it doesn't like fruit. You like sandwiches, right?
Vegemite.
Oh, sandwich. There you go. Who ate my lunch?
It was Marcus.
That's going to be the big bad of this story. It's just the guy
who's lunch.
You fucking ate my lunch.
Fifth time this month.
My Vegemite Sanger.
You're all going to turn around and you're going to see that Dickie has just slipped himself into a clearly oversized jumpsuit.
Oh, God, Dickie. You're not going to be able to move in that.
We're
going
to have
doing?
To... Let's just cuff this, all right? Jess tries to, like, roll up the pants as best as she can.
Tie the rest of it around his waist. Take that hard head on.
Look, I don't think we're fooling anyone, but...
No.
They won't look our way. Perfect.
Okay, I guess we walk out into the...
You know what?
Yeah.
Are there... Ellen?
Yes.
Are there barrels? Like...
Oh, like hell yeah.
Metal drums? For like traveling iron ore and like
you,
sealing iron ore?
There would be...
Because we could stick Dickie in a barrel.
Hell yeah.
There would be all reasons to have, like, you know, gasoline and stuff, machinery. There'd be loads of reasons to have barrels.
I was going
to
say, if you open up and walk into, like, the main area, there would be heaps of drums. They may be full. But there's also, like, there's ones in the little rumpus room that are being used as, like, standing bar tables.
Right. Oh,
fantastic.
Yeah, cool.
Already empty.
And there'd definitely be sack trucks around.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll stick Dickie.
Eric will go,
stick dick.
Dickie, climb in the barrel.
You just see Dickie's eyes light up in glee. And he doesn't even need to respond to you. He just like runs, goes like dives head first into one. He's got his little leg sticking out. And he eventually like shuffles in.
I'm like,
and just like looks expectantly up for the lid to close.
I'm like, wait, room for one more? I'm just popping
Brill.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh yeah.
You chucked it.
It's like, can you just put a sandwich in here as well?
Oh, fuck. We had most of them already.
Yeah, you chucked the sandwich in the drum and shut it. Shut it tight. Okay, Dickie, are you okay in there?
Yeah.
All right.
So what, we're heading for the main shaft? Or are we trying to explain, get in the admin building?
I think admin, right?
Okay.
Yeah, let's do that.
Admin's probably the best. So we'll get the sack truck. We're all in jumpsuits with hard hats on.
I think if you're on the floor, everyone's
wearing them.
Yeah.
Okay,
like,
great.
You'd look weird if you didn't.
Yeah. Well, it's Australia, the 70s. I wasn't sure if hard hats were...
Someone's using their hard hat to, like, I don't know, hold their sandwich.
Yeah.
And they're walking around
throwing
with it.
Cards at it. You know, yes.
Australians are pretty laid back. I don't know how regional mining community would be about safety stuff.
Yeah,
but
yes.
Although maybe we're sticklers.
Yeah, it's good to, like, if your dad walks past, you can quickly just,
pull it really low. Yeah.
Okay, so the three of us plus a barrel full of child and creature being pushed along by a sack truck. Do you want to do this or do you want me to do this?
This is the best idea ever.
Yeah. I think you should actually. It definitely feels more of a Jono thing to do as well. Like he would be careful with it.
Yes.
Eric would try, but he just wouldn't.
Bonk.
Yeah, he'd be like, Oops.
Just probably
actually maneuver you around.
Also, you're in this environment with a hard hat but no shoes.
Yeah. Oh, you have some.
There's some boots. You can find some boots.
Oh, good.
Oh no, did you put your shoes on from your backpack?
Mm-mm.
No.
Great.
I don't want to put shoes on.
We can't
Eric doesn't want to put shoes on.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's just boots.
All right, you walk out. There is what you see in the building is that there are several levels that go way, way, way up. There's a huge floor on the top level that people can kind of look down
like
on.
Like a gallery, several, like a gantry.
There's several kind of staircases, and there's just a lot of hustle and bustle. People are just kind of to-ing and fro-ing. In the middle, if you can also... you're not on the lowest level.
Mm-hmm.
You can also look down and you see a big conveyor belt as people kind of weigh the deposits that are coming from the mining site. There's just kind of like a hubbub around that. It's just not making sense. I don't understand. Like, this is just not the grade that should be out there. It just doesn't make any sense from here to there. It's like something's getting lost or something's being added. I don't know. Look, mate, that's not my job, all right? You sort it out. I just crunch the numbers, okay? You do it. It's not my job. It's your problem, not mine.
This place is a
bloody
maze.
Do I need to have this fucking conversation again? You might remember that, you know, up is where all the kind of office buildings are, although you might have some trouble getting there in a barrel. There is a huge, like, industrial lift that you're gonna want to get in.
Cool.
Yeah.
I look to Jono for directions and instructions.
And I look at the lift. There's a big lift. It'll take us up to near the higher levels.
Yeah.
I give him a thumbs up and I press the button to call it.
Yeah. So
I can't wait for the elevator scene where your father and my father are in the elevator with us.
Yeah, just,
and we have to, like, keep our heads down as they talk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you call the elevator, it comes down, there's no one in it, you step in.
Thank God.
It's like a 12 level site, so you're aiming
wow,
for.
Wow, that's huge.
So this is like the processing plant, right? Mm-hmm. It's the main plant where conveyors and crushers and
so it's loud as fuck.
It is. You can hardly hear yourself think through the whirring and the crunching and people talking and yelling. Oi, careful with that. I'm fucking serious. Don't fuck around.
Yeah.
This is about to be some Captain America bullshit. People are going to keep coming onto the lift two by two.
So the office stuff is the stuff that kind of overlooks the whole work area, right?
Yeah, so the managers literally can look down.
Look down. Ooh, yeah.
On their stuff.
Michaels. Chop, chop.
Oh, I wasn't doing anything.
Michaels.
That's right.
Michaels is always getting it.
Oh, yeah. Shucks.
Oh,
nothing ever goes right for Dave O. Michaels.
Oh, my God. The poor Dave O's of this world.
One day I'll get to do my side business of being an ice cream magnet.
I never wanted to do this job. I wanted to sell ice cream. Bum, bum, bum.
So you call the lift.
Okay, yeah.
No one's in there.
No one's in there, but it does ding stop at level 5.
Does it go any higher?
And who is to enter?
No!
Oh!
No!
But your father, Jono.
Head down, pull the hat down, turn to the corner.
He comes in, he sees that it's going up to 12. And he kind of stands back, minding his own business as the doors shut. What's everyone's grit like?
It's my best stat.
Including me, or am I oblivious?
I mean, you're oblivious because you're in a barrel.
Yeah.
With the cute creature to cuddle.
But Eric and Jono, I might need you
sweating
to
bullets
make
right
a roll.
Now.
Yeah, what would you like us to be?
12?
Yeah, I got a 7, so that's no good. Oh. I'll take one of those.
A 12, you say?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Well, I have a 10, so let's see what happens. Probably bad things.
Explode.
No, 6.
So that cough, what you did earlier.
Oh,
are you all... He looks at you. takes out his hand.
Oh,
and
no.
Raises up your hard hat, Jono.
Dad.
Eric just eyeballs Bill Smith.
Just looks at
Mr. Smith.
And Eric.
How you going, Mr. Smith?
With your clearly reset nose.
Yeah, blood and like. Oh, yeah.
How you going, Mr. Smith?
It's just Jessica's here as well.
Oh, yeah.
Jessica.
Dickie's head just pops.
No!
Like, just slightly. He can't help himself. Like, it just slightly looks out.
It doesn't go on. Hang on, let me roll for it. Why not?
If he hits Bill Smith and everyone's been caught, he's like, what's going on? Who's out there?
Yeah, he catches the lid and lifts it up too. And,
Hi, Mr. Smith.
You're Richard. Or Dickie, right?
Dickie.
Well.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Strike a light. This is proving to be a very unusual Tuesday.
Yeah.
What are you doing, son?
We're looking for Brianna, actually. Yeah.
And my dad. We're also looking for my dad.
Your dad?
Yeah.
Well, he's out at the mining site.
Yeah, but...
Would you like me to get him for you?
No, that's all right. He said he would meet us at the offices at the top.
Oh.
Yeah, we had some things to tell him about what we've been doing, searching for Brianna. We've been searching for Brianna, and your dad said he could tell us something.
Yeah.
So we're meeting him here.
And you're wearing... coveralls.
Well, someone told us it wouldn't be safe if we didn't wear hats and coveralls.
Yeah.
And Dickie, you're in a barrel.
Yeah, well, kids aren't allowed to be on
site. And Jesus Christ, what is that?
Oh, okay.
He sees the little squirming face of Briel as it bats its eyelids back at him and goes...
Well, that's what we're here to talk to Dad about.
Why don't you come to my office, everyone? Let's just put this together, shall we?
Mr. Smith, can we come to your office afterwards?
After
we meet my dad?
Your dad?
It's just my dad doesn't like me being late. You know how he can get sometimes.
Yes, I know. Yes.
So can we meet you after? I'm going to try and charm him.
Sure, this is... He's very discombobulated at the moment.
We've got a strange...
Dog, maybe?
Pearlescent creature.
I'm just trying to charm him to be like, think about this later. Go. We'll come to you later. It's fine.
I think it's going to be a hard difficulty setting.
Yeah, that's fine.
No worries. That's going to be a 15.
Well, I have a D6.
Okay.
Oh,
ready
no.
for those explosions? Ready for them explosions? No, it's
no,
a 5.
It's 5.
Wait, so 10 difference.
Yes.
Have fun.
So I'll take 2 adversity tokens.
Oh, you get...
Oh, yeah, double.
Every
easy
failure,
going.
I get 2.
Easy
oh,
going.
So that's, how, you been, that's how you've been accumulating them.
Yeah.
Right.
But I've just been failing all sessions.
But
I've
need
got
them so that I can stay cool under pressure so that I can get my halves.
Yeah.
As,
right.
And snaps. Yeah, it's going to come in clutch in the exciting bit.
But also, I'm just trying stuff to see what happens.
I love it. It's great.
He was about to head to the 12th floor, but he punches in 8, which is where his little office is. As a kind of
supervisor.
Yeah, it's not a It's a manager of his kind of staff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he punches that. And he's like, I don't know what is happening here. I don't know what that is, pointing at Briel. But you need to come with me. And I need a full explanation. I just can't let you wander around a plant with whatever the hell that thing is.
Okay, we'll come, okay? And we'll tell you what's going on, all right?
Dickie just pops the lid back.
Dickie, you can... I know you're in there. You don't have to go back in the barrel. You can,
I know.
He likes it in there.
No one else needs to know,
though. Okay. Bing! He
I'll wheel him to Dad's office in the barrel.
You get out to this kind of... It's smaller offices. And there's one with your father's name, Bill Smith.
I can... Is there like a window? It's like the bottom third of it is like caked with like just black dust. You could barely see out of the window into the office.
Yeah.
And I imagine inside is all that like really like plasticky wood paneling on the walls.
It's very fake. It's the illusion of an office job.
Linoleum floor in there.
Yes. And a
plastic plant.
Greens and oranges.
Yeah. Greens and oranges. It's sticky. It's tacky. You know, it's hot. There's like a very sad overworked fan with the ribbons streaming off it, just trying to blow air around. There's an ancient to us, but there's a huge almost Leviathan-like computer that sits on his desk.
Wow. Yes. Leviathan?
No.
A computer.
Gigantic computer. Yes, this is 1970. But this is also for office purposes.
Data processing. You know,
there's a lot of data that needs to be crunched. Okay, sit down. Please catch your breath. But you need to tell me what the hell is happening. What are you doing?
I'm going to look at the others.
Dickie's going to have his... pop out now and just like have his arms resting on the top of the barrel.
And
did that fit in the office? Can I bring that in?
The barrel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I wheeled him into the office.
It's tight.
Pop
we
it
may
down.
Need,
it's
we tight. May need to use it later.
He's just going to stay there the rest of the campaign. That's fine. I'm going to look at the others as a kind of like, I'm going to have to come clean with him. I'm going to tell him the whole
thing. Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's
Eric,
like a,
Eric is just confused.
I think Dickie will say it like in front of John. He's like, can we trust him?
I'm your father, okay? You have to tell me what is going on. I can't promise you that I'll like it, but I need to know. There's a girl gone missing, and here you are running around with some kind of deep sea creature. I'm worried.
That's how it started, okay? Let me start from the beginning.
Yep.
Can we do a fade to black so I don't have to
explain? Yeah, I'm not gonna force you to do the exposition.
So yeah, I mean, I kids do. I just go in order.
Yes,
like I'm like first we did this, then we did this, then this happened, then we did this, then we decided to do that, and then we found this, and we were in Wooly's office, and we found this, and we decided to go there, and then car blew up, and then we came here, and then we met you, and that this is what happened.
That is a
but also
fucking lot. To take in.
Yeah.
He kind of sinks into his chair, just mouth slack at what you're telling him. And he would, you know, normally he would take it as a flight of fancy, except this is you, Jono. You're a reliable kid, you know. Yeah. You're a young provider, dare I say.
Can I?
Yes.
Like, when the first time, like, Briel is like talked about positively. Maybe it's when Briel heals the wound in the story. Mm. Briel like hops onto my lap.
Yes.
At that point to like emphasize this, and I just sort of absentmindedly like pet it during the rest of the story. It's just to sort of emphasize the concreteness of those parts.
Yeah. And he's pretty spooked by it, but
oh, <hello. laughs>
this strange alien reptilian. Deep sea creature that's just sitting on his son's lap, but it seems friendly and it kind of is cooing at you and glimmering beautiful purples and blues and yellows and just...
So we're here because Wooly had the logo of North Limited here, so that's... We came here.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me. It's here quite often. He's got huge shares in the company.
What's a share?
Do I need to get my dictionary out?
I mean, I know what shares are, but how do you share a company?
He's invested in the company. Does that make sense? He has stakes. If the company does well, then he does well, and vice versa.
I get you.
Yes, okay.
The company's chopped up in little bits, and he owns a bunch of those bits.
Eric smiles and nods,
yep.
and is like, oh, and you can see that made less sense.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Mr. Smith, I think what we're trying to say, and there's a tiny, the most imperceptible amount of a smile on Dickie's face. Like, there's a bit of a conspiracy.
Oh, no. He's in heaven.
Going on here, and it's up to us to solve it.
Oh, God. Oh, jeez. Crikey dingo.
Oh, Keith's on it too. What was that you said? He said you're looking into things you shouldn't. You're going to see things you shouldn't.
Oh, yeah. Cops are into it as well.
They always are in conspiracies, aren't they, Dickie?
Well, we know that he's covering something up with his own daughter.
That's right. She was the one you saw in that vision, Dad. I know it's weird, but it happened.
So what do you think you're going to find here?
Well, that's it. We don't know. We just know that, like, everything that we've done up until now points to right here.
And something in the earth, right? We found all this stuff started in the cave with these opals and this creature's an opal. I thought maybe guys had found stuff down there.
Look, I don't want to believe it, but something strange going on at the mine. I don't know what it is, but all the readings, all the reports that we're getting, it just doesn't seem to add up. What we're getting from the mines isn't what should be out there. It's like we're tapping into something else.
Like not iron?
Yes, or that the iron deposits here seem to just crop up wherever the, you know, the CEO points his finger.
Wait.
I think you're right. I think something's wrong here. You probably need to get into his office, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Let me just think this through.
Wait. Does Hollowtown mean anything?
Unless. So, the early days of Warrawirrin.
Yeah.
Where the town is now. That's where the iron ore deposits were.
But they're digging here.
They were at the beginning, but there weren't many.
Oh, right.
And so they thought, well, this is a bust operation. However, luckily they were able to find some very unlikely, very luckily, new iron ore deposits up further north to the town. And so the old mines became Warrawirrin.
Huh.
I don't know. Maybe the idea is that there's nothing left under Warrawirrin.
It's all hollow.
I don't know. I don't know any of this. But
let's get in the office. Maybe they know.
It's going to be hard to get in there without anyone seeing you, and you're not exactly inconspicuous.
I thought disguise is all right.
Well, we'll just roll for it and see how we go.
Oh, God. Cheeky fuck.
Mr. Smith.
Eric.
Eric rubs the back of his neck with his hand. Dad doesn't talk much about work. He doesn't... Sorry, I have a broken nose. Mr. Smith. Mr. Smith, Dad doesn't talk much about work. What's the boss's name?
Oh, yeah.
What's the CEO?
It's fucking Huey,
that's,
isn't it?
That's Bob Dooley.
Bob Dooley?
Like, Bob as in Robert?
Yeah.
Robert Dooley?
Robert Dooley.
Or Bob Dooley?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's the CEO here.
The player takes a note.
Willie keeps an office here. Is that where he's offering to maybe sneak
us
into?
Or
is
he Dooley. Getting,
so he's going to get us into Dooley's office,
yeah,
the CEO's
the CEO.
Office.
Dooley and Willie.
But I think we need to get people away from that area so that you can get in.
Oh, right, yeah. Fire alarm? I don't know, I'm just...
We do have a way of starting a fire.
What?
Looks at the dog. The Briel.
Briel can kind of do special things. And we maybe sort of might have made Keith's car explode.
We don't... Wait, we don't need to go that far.
Oh, it's only Keith.
Yeah, that's true. Can't Briel just, like, gum up the mining works, cause a little bit of a panic? We don't have to blow the place up, Dickie.
Oh.
You want it to gum up something in the works?
Yeah, what would need the CEO to come out to inspect personally?
I was going to say a big fire would make the CEO come out.
People get hurt, Dickie. Come on. You mean a number of flammable things around here. Keith's one thing, but there's a lot of people working here.
Breeze, how do we get
Breeze already probably, been hurt, probably, so we don't want to hurt any more people.
That's right.
Probably the rig. The rig itself, if it stops working, I mean, that would be caused. That's a...
You'd halt have to call, operations,
yeah,
right.
You'd have to halt everything. You'd have to call it an early day.
Well, can we see it from here?
Yeah. Come over this way. You kind of have to walk out of his office and around the landing a little bit to look out of the other the other window,
yeah,
facing the other side of the mines, and you can see this almost like a coliseum as you look out onto the mining site of steps down, mm-hmm, down where they've dug into the
it's
ground.
Open cut, like
yeah,
yeah,
yeah, and you see this big beast of a machine. It's
scooping away. Yeah.
Yes. So you want to try and
so
fuck
I'm
that up?
Well, yeah. I'm gonna crouch down to Briel.
We're still in the barrel. No, no, he's with you now.
Yeah. He hopped out and
yeah, yeah.
Barrel continuity.
Briel up, because look out the window. He's like, Briel, we need your help again. We got to bring everything to a stop so we can find out what's happening. I know that thing is huge, but and turn around. It round. Her round. Do you think you could stop it?
And it kind of like looks back at you and like flickering tongue flips over your face and gives you a little lick. It's sweet, but it's unpleasant all at the same time. It's a little reptilian tongue.
Mm.
And it turns back to focus its gaze on the drill rig. We're gonna need a psychic energy token.
Okay. This is going to be like 25. Roll a 25 on 2d4s. Okay, we have got...
Four left.
Three after this. We have three psychic tokens remaining. And I'm going to need some 2d4s. I wish I could spend adversity tokens.
Ellen, did any of them get replenished through the food that we've been feeding Briel?
You get one back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I made a point to make sure we got some food for her, just in case that was a thing.
I was going
to
say you would get everyone back, but Briel's been working quite
hard. Oh, yeah, I totally
understand
that.
Yeah.
You've got four remaining
toss one back in.
Psychic energy tokens.
That's the Vegemite, power of Vegemite right there.
Yes.
It's full of vitamins and yeast.
Iron
and
yeast.
Oh, and iron, yeah, it's pretty fortified, huh?
Just brown.
That's what the brown liquid was.
Ooh, good gravy. Thank you.
It's Vegemite.
Brown water.
Yeah. Vegemite's great in gravy. No, it really is. It fortifies it. It makes it really thick.
It's not a big gravy fan.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do all US listeners know what Vegemite is? Do they have a thing? Do they have Promite? Do they have...
They have Marmite. Promite?
Yeah. It's yeast extract. It's what's left after yeast fermentation.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've got some in my fridge
yeast
now.
Yeast poo, if you would.
True.
So...
Yeast poo, true. Is this doable for her, for it, for
it
them?
It would be like a 6.
Go for it. 2d4.
You
come
can
on,
also
Briel.
You can also push the roll if need be.
Okay, how does that work?
You have to spend another P token to get a +1.
Got you.
It's pretty expensive. Yeah,
so if you're one short,
you're one short.
Could.
Should I try it?
Yeah, go for it. High risk, high reward.
6.
Oh, you spent another token?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it's a big rig. Like, that takes a monumental effort.
Good work, Phil.
Yeah. So, Bree is looking out the window. It's focusing. It starts to tremble in your hands, Jono, as it kind of...
You can do it, Bree.
It focuses its psychic energy on the whirring machinery. And it begins to glow, pulsate. The room is almost blinding with how bright Briel is in your hands.
Ow!
But as long as it's close to you, Jono, it feels the warmth. It feels like it wants desperately to help its friends, this group, survive. And it thinks that this hunk of metal and noise and angry sounds is a threat to its friends. And so slowly... And it's from far away, but you can hear some workers go,
"Fuck! What the fuck just happened? Oh, mate. It's the drill. Someone get Dooley down here.
Woo!" And I like jump up, and I've got Brill, and I'm like jumping up and down, Brill like held in my hand.
Oh, little nuzzles into you.
You little that was awesome.
You was beauty.
Eric will look at Bill to be like, "See, it's all real."
Bill freaking the fuck out a bit.
Yeah.
Not even like a. It's like a. Like. Yeah. Mm. Isn't this crazy?
Yep.
I'm with you, man.
Everyone's just doing Jim Halpert's of like, "Can you believe this?"
All right.
Well, that's one big beast down. Who knows how many more to go.
Dickie will like run over to the window and peer out, waiting to see if Dooley starts to exit his office.
There's kind of alarms going inside the processing plant. Mm. Someone's called in and kind of gone, halt operations, all hands on deck. And you see footsteps from the levels. You see people descend down the stairways. You wouldn't be able to see immediately, like if all of the 12th level is vacated, but it's a steady stream of workers, and you see a few men in blue collared shirts, trousers with lanyards and ID cards heading down amongst them, slapping on a hard hat as they do.
Would Bill need to be down there as well, or?
Someone yelled out, call, "Get Dooley down here."
Yeah.
Whole place is shut down. He's pissed, man.
Probably.
He's not going to sit there smoking his cigar.
Well, I mean, he can't come with us is my point.
Oh, sorry. Sean meant your dad.
Yeah, I'm
Bill.
Saying
Bob. It's Bob Dooley. I'm an idiot.
Yeah,
sorry.
Bill.
There's a lot of Bobs and Bens and Bills.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
That
was totally
in
me.
Australia.
That was me throwing a spanner in. I'm so sorry.
All
I'm
good.
So sorry.
No, all good. I kind of got lost a little bit.
Bill can show us where the right office
is
though, right?
Yeah, he's going to give you his access card as well around the building.
He'd have to go down there to be on site.
Right,
for it.
Yes. Okay, well, he can tell us which office it is and we can...
Yes, okay, go up to the 12th floor. His is the main office. You can't miss it. It's the biggest one. It's got a huge window that you can see into it. Just please be careful. All right?
All right, we'll see you at home, Dad. We weren't here. Wink.
You better bloody see me at home, Jono.
All right, let's go. Let's go.
And he gives you a big bear hug. He just doesn't want to let go for a brief second. But
Mrs.
he
Smith,
hears
we really
the alarms and the footsteps pounding of other workers. And he lets go. And he runs down to join them.
Izzy is with Miss Simmons.
See you later, Mr. Smith.
Calling out after him.
Oh, you boys and girls and deep sea creatures.
Dickie will like open the door. He's like, "Guys, come on."
Okay, Dickie.
You have been listening to Mystery Down Under, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/rolltocast. Kids on Bikes and all associated properties are trademark of Renegade Game Studios. Used with permission.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.